Stung by Mayor Pam Iorio's contradicting a recent policy decision they enacted, the Tampa City Council held a discussion today to answer the question as to who truly speaks for city government. Or, as City Councilman Tom Scott put it,
"The issue for me is not what we did. The issue is what the mayor did."
What the mayor did was reject a motion that the council had approved that would ask the Hillsborough legislative delegation to draft a bill that would allow Tampa, as well as Plant City and Temple Terrace, to get representation on the Hillsborough County Environmental Protection Commission, or EPC. The original motion was proposed by Councilwoman Mary Mulhern, who said she did so to protect the city's interests after Hillsborough commissioners had indicated that they were prepared to scuttle the Wetlands Protection Division of the EPC. The board later backed away from that idea and ultimately approved a hybrid plan to streamline the agency. But 2 weeks ago, Mayor Pam Iorio wrote to the state legislative delegation, writing that the city of Tampa did not support changing the composition of the EPC. That angered some council members, particularly Mary Mulhern, and a subsequent comment a few days later by City Attorney David Smith only fueled the feud when he told the St. Petersburg Times if council members want to be mayor, they should run for mayor. Smith came before the council Thursday morning asking for forgiveness for that remark.
"The comment had the unfortunate consequence of appearing to diminish the council. I can certainly tell you that was not my objective. I actually thought the comment was not one on the record. Unfortunately, it was a comment I made. So one must pay the consequences for one's flippancy. So we need to make sure, and I want to make sure the public understands my true opinion. I have respect for everyone on this board. I appreciate what you do. I understand what you do for the city, and it is important, and it is significant."
Smith then reviewed portions of the city charter that he had dog-eared in preparation for the discussion, as he selected portions of it that he said emphasized a strong mayor form of government in Tampa.
"This council performs an extremely significant function in that regard. You are a check and balance with regard to the executive branch. That having been said, this charter does create a strong mayor form of government."
Smith also referred to his role as a city attorney, which he said was to provide the best legal advice for the city of Tampa, not for Mayor Iorio. He said it was his job not to engage in politics, as that's what the council had been voted on to do.
"To the extent you have conflicting or clashing political agendas, I need to get out of the way and you guys need to have your discussions."
The challenge to Mayor Iorio's authority has essentially come from two new members of the council, Mary Mulhern and Thomas Scott. Scott said he had recently conferred with several attorneys, as well as former Mayor Sandy Friedman and former County Commissioner Jan Platt, about Iorio's letter, in which she said she spoke for the city.
"They felt that this was inappropriate, that under the charter, it does not give that broad discretion of power. However, that she should have said, I, the mayor, opposes." And that's the issue that is here.
The council's attorney, Marty Shelby, then offered his opinion on the mayor's letter.
The charter has no express language that authorizes the mayor to send out this kind of letter in the name of the municipal corporation. And it's my opinion that from a reading of the charter and looking specifically perhaps at sections 1.02, the body corporate, and the separation of powers, it's my opinion that this charter contemplates that neither branch of city government can invoke the name of the municipal corporation without the assent of the other branch."
City Councilman Jung Dingfelder said it was wrong for Shelby, the city council attorney, to be subservient to David Smith, the city attorney. He said it impeded Shelby from giving the best possible legal advice. And he then mentioned what some have criticized the council for in the past, being too passive and not taking actions that is allowed to do so under the charter.
"One of those provisions in the charter says what our real role is here. And it says that all legislative powers are vested in city council. All legislative powers are vested in city council. And David and I have talked about this on numerous occasions, and I don't think we do enough legislative things. I don't think we really jump into the ordinances and fix the ordinances and clean up the ordinances. Instead, we sit back and we have deferred some of that responsibility and obligation to the administration."
Dingfelder says now that he's reviewed the charter, he'll now prepare an ordinance without waiting for the administration's okay.
"I'm right in the middle of this right now with the green ordinance, okay? And I've had some tension with the administration on who should be drafting the green ordinance, okay? Well, you know what? There's no tension anymore, because now that I reread the charter, it says that this council is in charge of drafting the ordinance. And I'm going to draft the green ordinance and bring it to this council, and then together we will work on it. We will work side by side with the administration, but at the end of the day, it's our responsibility to do these things.
City Councilman Charlie Miranda took a more contrarian view than some of his colleagues on the issue. He said in retrospect, the mayor should have referred to speaking for herself in the letter, not the city. But he said he wasn't going to vote to change anything.
When I ran for this office, I knew I wasn't a mini mayor. I was a city council member.
Councilmember Mary Mulhern said that she wasn't trying to start a fight when she proposed that the city be represented on the EPC, and she chastised the media for portraying it as such. Mulhern added that she didn't know if she was necessarily in support of changing any part of the city charter, but called it a valuable discussion on the powers the mayor of Tampa enjoys.
Even if you decided that what we did was not legislative, I don't think that the mayor has absolute power to speak as if she were the entire city, or he were. So I think, it was worth having all of this fun so that we could talk about this.